Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and we're talking about championships tonight. Regional championships, a number of them have concluded, and we have a lot to talk about. Right now, though, the man who's going to shepherd you through the night with all these scores, the star of our show, it's Corbin Lingenfelter.
You and Nathaniel Finch here on regional night. We have a lot of games to get through, so let's get started. Mishawaka is heading off to the semi-state after a 68-52 win over East Chicago Central in the Class 4A Michigan City Regional. Fishers took down Kokomo 66-52 in the Newcastle Regional. Fort Wayne Wayne took the game over Fort Wayne North 79-69. Down the Greenfield Regional, it was Lawrence North over Avon 69-50. Southport got the best. Southport Regional, Ben Davis 70, New Palestine 59. And in the Southridge Regional, Jeffersonville took down Evansville Harrison 70-65. Then down in Class 3A, Fairfield 41, Hammond Knoll 39, South Bend Washington Regional, it was South Bend St. Joseph 53, John Glenn 38, Logansport Regional Peru 62, West Lafayette 46, LaPel Regional Delta 39, Fort Wayne Concordia 37. And lastly, in the Greenfield 3A Regional, Garen Catholic took down Indianapolis Washington 56-39. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Let's talk some ball. That's the idea here. Regionals today. What a fun day. And especially fun for those who were able to win at the Lebanon site in 2A. Park Tudor beats Irvington Prep 83-44 from IndianaHighSchoolSports.com, our own Brad Huber. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Coach. How are you today?
I'm great. Great to hear from you. This is a very impressive win for the Panthers today and kind of an overwhelming win over Irvington Prep to win the regional championship.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, Coach Adams preaches their best offense is their best defense, and they really lived to that today. Felt like every pass Irvington Prep tried to throw was either had deflection, had a hand on it, had something like that. They had several turnovers in a row, and that's why Park Tudor was able to go on a 34-4 run to end the first half after being up 14-11, and that ended up being a 48-15 halftime score.
That's an onslaught, man. Oh man! So all of it primarily fueled by great defensive pressure, some turnovers turning into some easy hoops. Is that how it plays?
Yes, absolutely. Several turnovers in a row, and Irvington Prep's backcourt leading to some easy layups. And, you know, it seemed like once that snowball began to roll, it began to roll a long way downhill, and some trouble there for Irvington Prep there in the first half. They did stabilize things. As a matter of fact, they tied Park Tudor in the fourth quarter, but by that point it was too little too late for the Ravens, but still a great season for a young squad that Coach Brandon Scott has that's only a few years in their program. So congrats to them on a sectional championship, but congrats to Park Tudor on their first regional since 2015.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like with the pace of this game, Irvington Prep had expended so much energy to get back into the game that by the time that last quarter rolled around, they probably ran out of gas, and hence the margin of win. But you know, they had a great run to get back into it, just didn't have enough.
Yeah, not quite enough. They tied Park Tudor 18-18 there in that fourth quarter. But the big difference here was Partridge led Irvington Prep 29-13 after the first quarter, and then outscored Irvington Prep 19-2 in the second quarter, and got it up to a 48-15 lead. Irvington Prep did stabilize and got things going in the second half. Was just lost by six in that second half, but like you mentioned, too late at that point. Just a couple of bad snowballed quarters and got away from them there pretty quickly there in that first half.
Tell me who plays well for each team, who their stars might have been tonight, Brad.
Well, the big star for Park Tudor was their junior guard, Hudson Horvath. He had 21 points, 19 of those coming in the first half, which was a big part to why they pulled away. You had 11 points by Kamal Washington and 10 each by Keelan Smith and Miles Wiley. But for Irvington Prep, Jamin Medeiros, he had 19 points, 15 of those coming in the first half. Then their leading scorer, Major Davis. So the two senior leaders for Irvington Prep led the Ravens. He had 12 points in this ball game today, and great careers for both of those two for the Ravens of Irvington Prep as they say goodbye to that program.
All right, you have a minute. Race day. They're racing IndyCar racing tomorrow, right?
Correct. At St. Petersburg, Joseph Newgarden on the pole, Felix Rosenquist on the outside of the front row. Always good to see a new season and a lot of new names in different places. A lot of different changes this year as far as silly season is concerned. A lot more than I can think of in recent time period.
You're my resident gearhead, so I have to hear from you, brother. Brad Huber from IndianaHighSchoolSports.com on the call of Park Tudor's win over Irvington Prep to win their regional championship today. It's an overwhelming win by the Panthers, a great, great win. The final in this one, 83-44. Brad, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coach. You too.
Thanks so much. Coming up, more basketball. A lot of basketball. We have basketball tomorrow, too. Got some college, IU and Purdue playing tomorrow. It gives you, it's a perfect day. It's going to be rainy and ugly and all that stuff. Sit in your house, get your remote, sit back, watch some ball, and enjoy it. Short break. We'll come back and talk some more basketball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. Great day of basketball. We have championships to talk about coming out throughout the night. And for those of you who don't understand, you want to join the IHSAATV.org site tomorrow for the Semi-State Pairings Show. That's going to go off at 3 o'clock. So you want to make certain you're part of that. Greg Rickstroll will be hosting that very important show tomorrow. Again, IHSAATV.org. TV.org starting at 3 o'clock. They'll let you know who's playing whom and where. Very important show, so tune in and clearly celebrate the great wins tonight, but also be mindful that you can tune in tomorrow, figure out what your next move is, where you're going to go, where you're going to be, and Greg Rickstroll will be with us a little bit later on tonight, and we'll talk to him about the pairing show. But it is at 3 o'clock on tomorrow afternoon. Some great games, some tremendous ball games. We had one overtime today. That was Crown Point beating Warsaw, 55-42. We had some very close games, as you would expect. And then we progress. Remember that because the NCAA first and second rounds, there's a week between semi-states and state finals. So just just a reminder to everyone, we have a week in between. And so, normally this is pretty easy to predict what's going on time-wise, sectional, regional, semis, and on, but we got the NCAA first and second rounds in town. Speaking of college basketball, Indiana State with another impressive win. They beat Northern Iowa in the Missouri Valley semifinals, playing the championship game tomorrow. They were impressive, as they normally are. Shot the ball well, shoot it just They're hard to match up with. They're hard to guard. I mean, everybody out there is hard to guard. Ryan Conwell had another big day. Robbie Avila had another big day. All in all, they played well, and I think things look great for them. You never want to predict what committees will do. It's always great. I think we all understand. Take care of your own particular business and win, and you're in. And so one step closer to that. Congratulations to Trine University. They move on in the Division III tournament. They get a win. They get a big win tonight, 88-86 over UW-Platteville in overtime. So they move on. So congratulations to the Thunder. It's an exciting time for them. We talked about it last night. As we normally do, we have a tremendous contingency from the state of Indiana moving on to the NAIA National Tournament next week. And, you know, you got Grace and Bethel, St. Mary of the Woods, IU Northwest, Huntington, Indiana Wesleyan, and Marion. It's kind of a what we normally do from the state of Indiana in terms of sending teams to the NAIA National Tourney. And we'll talk a little bit more about it throughout the night, but you need to follow your team, have some fun, be ready to go. And it's fun. I was fortunate to go five different times, once as an assistant, took two of my IUPUI teams and two of my Franklin teams. And the format was just a tiny bit different back then. They didn't do it regionally like they do now. They brought in 32 teams. They divided the country into 32 districts, and the state of Indiana was a district, and we won that championship four times, a couple times, as I mentioned, at IUPUI and at Franklin, and then went out to the national tournament. Each of my, you know, one team at Franklin, one at IUPUI, we were able to make the Sweet 16. So that's all fun, cool to reminisce, and I know how much fun it's going to be for all the people involved with that. So, scoreboard update coming up. We have a lot more basketball to talk about on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Continuing on where we left off in the 3A regionals. Games from earlier today, Logansport Regional, Peru 62, West Lafayette 46. In the LaPel Regional, Delta 39, Fort Wayne Concordia 37. In the Greenfield 3A Regional, Garin Catholic 56, Indianapolis Washington 39. Then down at the Lebanon Regional, Danville put up 61 to Northview's 39 to advance to the semi-state round. Then down in Seymour, Scottsburg put up 84 points on Batesville, who put up 46. Scottsburg heading on to semi-state. Then down in Southridge, the Raiders met the Bulldogs of Evansville Bossy, and Bossy came away with the win over the Raiders on their home court. 56-45. The final score there in Huntingburg. Down in Class 2A, Triton Regional, Wabash 50, Westview 45, North Judson 47, Gary 21st Century 43. In the LaPel Regional in 2A, Wapahani 65 to Tipton's 41, Frankfort Regional, Fort Wayne Blackhawk 64, Lafayette Central Catholic 48. Then at the Lebanon Regional in 2A, Park Tudor 83, Irvington Prep 44. Then over in Martinsville, Park Heritage 51, Northeastern 37. Then down in Seymour, the Forest Park Rangers advance on over Northeastern 51-37. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network Driven. The number 2savelives.org is their very important website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Again, DrivenToSaveLives.org. Corbin Lingenfelter, scoreboard update superstar tonight. Corbin, great to have you. Fun night. Do we have all of the semi? Excuse me, all the regional scores tonight? Are they all in?
It looks like it, Coach. It looks like the last one just got in, which was that right. Crown Point Warsaw game in overtime.
Right. Saw that overtime win for Crown Point. Now, you spent time down in southwestern Indiana, worked for WITZ and their sister station. You've called Forest Park games, Forest mm-hmm. Park Rangers with a win. Who did the Rangers beat?
They had Switzerland County.
Okay. So you can imagine how everybody feels down there right now, can't you?
Oh, yeah, Coach. I mean, this is a team that was always on the up and up after last season, going back-to-back in sectional 48, now three-peating it this year. They won 9 games all of last year in the regular season and made the big turnaround this year and ended up winning, I think mm-hmm. it ended up being like 14 or 15 games this season for Coach Drew Messmer, which is just a phenomenal turnaround after losing – I'd have to say like 90% of his big guys down low to graduation
really?
At the end of last year. So I kind of joke with him in baseball season when I saw him. I said, so what kind of offense are you going to run next year? He goes, 5 guards, because I think that's all I'm going to have. So
looks like it worked.
It worked. It led him to a 58-53 win over Switzerland County and a trip to the semi-state game. So
good for them. That's outstanding. You still have time. If you leave now, you could probably get down and hang out and be involved in the party if you wanted to. So you know what I mean? And I think it's going to be great. All right, let's talk some regional basketball. Tim Adams, the head coach at Park Tudor. Park Tudor beats Irvington Prep 83-44. Timmy, congratulations. You know how excited and how thrilled I am for you and your guys. And I can't be any more proud of a human being than I am of you.
Well, that's awfully nice of you to say, Coach. I really, really, one, respect that, but also really appreciate you saying that. What a special night for Park Tudor, the community, the program, and my family.
Yeah, I would think so. Coming in, you know, you think back at the end of last year and then over the summer, and your guys are working, you're putting your schedule together, your workout schedule, your camp schedule, the games you're playing and all of this. Is that Caroline in the background?
It is. She's still awake. She's still celebrating with us.
So she's making her radio debut tonight. I think that's wonderful. It's absolutely great. But when you're putting it all together, did your kids really believe you could win a regional championship?
That's a great question, Coach. We try not to put the cart before the horse, but we thought right. we have a really special group this year, and you know, you and I talked this week, and just even though you do everything right, it's still really hard. It's really hard to win games
right.
and win championships.
Right.
And, we thought we had the pieces for it, and we do, but, man, a lot of things have to go right.
Yeah, they do. You have to avoid injuries. You have to, you know, you have to maintain a togetherness. And sometimes guys get jealous of others and all that. But you have a pretty solid and together group. And you have a guy like Hudson Horvath who can make big plays. Yeah. And everybody else understands that and kind of feeds off of how he plays.
Yeah, I mean, our big thing this year has been to celebrate each other's success. And not care who gets the credit for the win. And although easy to say, as you know, in this world we live in today, it's hard to do with all the outside influences. And but give our kids credit. They are having a great time together and really celebrating with each other. And it's a special group doing some special things right now.
All right. Hudson had another one of those nights, did he not?
He did. He had 19 in the first half. Got off to a really good start. Made it look pretty easy. You know, I'm surprised when it doesn't go in, when he lets it go. But a lot of it was around the rim this time, and he was aggressive from the start. And give our other guys credit. They found him in the right spots, and he's a heck of a player.
You can also go to your kids and say, look, I've been telling you all year long, if you guard people, you got a chance to win. And that's how it was tonight.
It is. It's our identity. There's no secret. It starts on that end of the floor for us. It always has and always will. That's, you know, we talked earlier, is that's going to dictate the pace of the game for us. We were able to speed them up and force some turnovers, which led to easy baskets. But at the end of the day, we're going to hang our hat on the defensive end. And if we're not making shots, we know that the defense is going to travel for us. And it has recently, and we hope to continue to do that.
Timmy Adams, the head coach at Park Tudor. Park Tudor beats the Irvington Prep tonight to win their Irvington Prep, I'm sorry, to win their regional. Timmy, hug the family, kiss the family.
I will, brother.
There's not a day that goes by I don't think about all of you. And so, congratulations and good luck next week.
I appreciate you, Coach. Love you.
Love you, too. Thanks so much. Matt Luce joins me, the head coach at Wapahani. They beat Tipton 65-41 tonight to win their regional. Coach, thanks for the call. Congratulations on the great championship.
Thanks, Bob. I was excited to give you a call and talk about our Raider team and our celebration and just what a great season it's been. It was a huge victory over a great Tipton team.
I got to tell you, when I saw the score, I was a little surprised. I thought this was one of those that goes overtime or somebody knocks down a shot at the end because they're two really, really, really good teams coached by two really superb coaches. And so you're to be applauded. You and your guys would be applauded for that. Hey, listen, I need you to do the. I need you to hang on with me through these scores, if you can do that, because I know you have celebrations going on, but I want to really talk about the game. Can you do that?
All right. I would love to
perfect.
Wait on you.
All right,
coach.
Matt, thank you very much. We'll come back and talk with Matt Luce of Wapahani after the scoreboard update. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.